Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this magnificent Monday, May 18, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is the author of the book Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, Likely to Succeed A through Z. Rick Randall is on the line. Good morning, Rick. Rick, you're unmuted there, buddy. Go ahead and talk. Let's see.
I'm back. Hello there. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Hey, I opened up the book this morning to page 75, and the book there, page 75, is Opportunity. And it was funny because I have about four meetings this afternoon. Every one of them is an opportunity to do some business, to get things moving, and it was really interesting, great. Absolutely perfect way to start my day. What did you come up with this morning?
Okay, so I have to go back to, you can hear me?
Yep.
Yes, okay, good. Opportunity, I'd love to read that poem just for fun. Let me read that poem real quick because you brought the word up, but this is a good one. The assignment for the weekend was to look for opportunity. It did not take long. It was all around me. It was the first time that I looked at life this way. It was a beautiful awakening, I just have to say. Opportunity was knocking everywhere that I looked. It is what you believe in. It is all in this book. Opportunity is knocking. Believe this is true. Opportunity is success knocking on you. And I think that, you know, you find what you look for. And I think that's the premise that we should start with. But you're going to have a good afternoon, Randy. And it's just, it's how you think, and how you think makes a big difference. But I wanted to go back to the word quiet from last week.
Sure.
Because we were doing, I think we got stopped at you. We were going to go through XYZ. And so we got to you. And then another one I have for you, why is youthful. But this is good. Meditation time. What is quiet? It's meditation time. It's thinking time. Magication time. When I was a kid, you were always on the go. You wanted to be with your friends. You wanted to just keep going. You're riding your bike. You're playing in the park. You're just nonstop, you know. And quiet is the time to think about it. Quiet is the glue that holds everything together. And we didn't have quiet time, not much. And but we learned. But your heart beats only 30% of the time. Do you know that, Randy?
Did not know that.
So, you know, it beats a lot. You know, it's 60, 70, 80 beats a minute. But 70% of that actual cycle is when it stops and it just rests. So you think, how does that heart muscle last 70 beats a minute for 60 minutes an hour, 24 hours a day for 60, 70 years? It's one of the most incredible, should be the number one wonder of the world, is your heart, because it just keeps on going and until it doesn't.
Right.
So quiet is the space in between all of the stuff You know, it's the calm of now. And it's just as necessary. Quiet time is just as necessary as go time when you're headed down the road trip for success. But I wrote this poem too. This was fun. It was a time for quiet. Very successful. I was just a kid and I didn't understand it. My dad would come home and would pretty much demand it. Ricky would say, quiet is good. The basketball court was in our driveway, the best in the hood. Send your buddies all home for a little bit. Rest for a minute. Come to the dinner table and eat. And just sit. Quiet is good is what finally occurred to me. Quiet is essential to live successfully. And I have a funny story about that too. My dad wasn't a basketball player, and real quick, I got 5 seconds. He put the rim upside down. So we put it up there and it was upside down. But I'm going to tell you more about it when we come back.
Sounds good. Perfect spot for a break. Again, we're speaking with the author Rick Randall. Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Likely to succeed A through Z. If you like a picture of the cover, place to get it, text me RT. Short break, we'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Magnificent Monday. It's what I call today. It is just a decision if you wanna feel this way. Saturday and Sunday have come to an end. Magnificent Monday is the way to get there again. The weekends are the frost and the visible part of the cake. Monday through Friday give meaning to the actual piece that you take. We are always planting seeds in our life garden, you know. Your attitude is the water that helps the seeds grow. How is the crop looking? It's just a matter of time. If attitude is the water, gonna add better water to mine. Is the attitude of choice. Give the seed that you are planted a much healthier voice. Magnificent Monday is what I'm talking about. Rock a positive attitude. Conquer the day without doubt. Giddy up and get busy. Grind and get it done. When you start your day with a positive attitude, you have already won. Magnificent Monday.
Monday.
Positive attitude, you've already won. Yeah, 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 yeah. Magnificent Monday. Positive attitude, you've already won.
There you go, Rick. That is a great song you and Jonathan put together.
That's a great song. That's just a great song. And it's just, if you listen to that every morning, it'd work pretty good, I think. But so back to the basketball court. So there wasn't a lot of basketball courts in the neighborhood. You know, ours was put on a tree. And, you know, you cut it the best you can out of a piece of plywood and paint it white. And then my dad and Wally, his buddy Wally, and then that was Craig and Carrie. That was a poem I read about. Dad and I put a tree house up on the garage. And Craig and Carrie and I, I think we were seven, nine, and 11. And we'd sleep up there and elbows bumping into heads or whatever. But anyways, so now we put the Wally and Dad put the hoop up. And we were also proud, I think, I don't know if somebody donated the board or Wally had the extra plywood. And then somebody had a net. I don't think it was a shiny net. You know, somebody had an old net somewhere. But we put the rim upside down. And none of us knew the difference, right? Okay, so a few people noticed. But we start shooting around and the ball, you know, that's got those bars on the bottom, those cross
bars.
Okay,
yep.
Imagine those on the top. So,
anyway, kind of guided the ball into the hole.
Yeah, kind of. Anyways, finally. And back then, you know, you didn't have, I'm not sure how my dad took it all apart again, because the board was 2x4s and the board against the tree and a little bit of an angle on the side of the driveway there. But he figured it out and put that rim upside right. But anyways, here's the rest of that poem. He says, send your buddies all home just for a little bit. Rest for a minute, come to the dinner table, and eat and just sit. Quiet is good is what finally occurred to me. Quiet is essential to live successfully. And so the reason that was so good, because that goes into my Z words. And back to just the positive mental attitude kind of thing, the whole book is written about just good words. And it's the premise that your bag of words that you use on a daily basis got about 1,500 words in it. So fill that bag up with as many good words as you can and live from there. So here's the first Z word, and this is zero. I love this poem too. This is another great story. But okay, zero, it's just like quiet. It's the best place to start. It's the beginning. It's, you know, start here, ground up. You know, zero is peaceful. Zero is the beginning of pumped up, but is the quiet of now. We talked about now time. You know, you only have now, right now, currently now time. You know, the moments aren't guaranteed for anybody in the future. So you want to live as focused as much on the now as you can. So we call zero as base camp. And success really is just cycles of leaving zero and then returning back to zero. Begin and begin again. So then I wrote, get started from ground zero, zero on, zero in, zero up, zero over, repeat. So anyway, zero in and your success is the power statement. But I had one of the best teachers in my life, just like my father was just a great dad. And Mr. Orr, he was our sixth grade teacher. We were 11 years of age. So it goes like this. He was one of the greatest teachers in my life, Mr. Orr. He was a previous previous Marine, we had no idea what was in store. We were only sixth graders and had so much to learn. Sometimes we drove him crazy, and to the blackboard he would turn. This is funny because this is true. With the chalk he would try to draw a perfect zero on the board. He said he'd be certifiably crazy, completely lost his gourd. Suddenly the class was quiet. We all went back to zero, watching him try it. He never drew a perfect zero, but he had accomplished the goal. By the time he finished drawing, the class was back in control. Zero is the place to return to, and occasionally you need to stay. Mr. Orr was a pretty good teacher. Zero is what he taught us that day. And we never really knew his age. He didn't have any hair. And, you know, we were only 11. And you look at older people, even people that are, you know, 18 or 24 or whatever, when you're only 11, they just seem like they're way up there. And Mr. Orr, with no hair in sixth grade, and he was a Marine, and I think he was a full-time Marine. So I'm guessing that he was probably about 40-some years of age, but he was just one of the coolest influences. He took us out on the playground sometimes for way longer than we're supposed to, you know. But that was funny because all of a sudden, he just frustrated. If he didn't throw an eraser at you, and if he didn't have dice, oh, no, that's the other story. Chalk, he'd throw a piece of chalk, or he'd throw an eraser at the, you know, who's ever causing the problem. And
sure.
Jack was one of those guys that was always kind of a disrupting element, but God, we love Jack. And so Jack, you know, back then you got swats. So if you were misbehaving, you know,
oh, yeah.
you got taken out in the hallway. And so Jack, unfortunately, he got in trouble a lot, you know. So Mr. Orr felt so bad about taking him out in the hallway. A lot of times I think Mr. Orr would just paddle his shoe so it's, you know, we're all listening. Like, oh.
Sure.
Anyway, so he'd paddle his shoe and Jack would come back in. But at one point, Mr. Orr brought in dice so that Jack could roll out of it. So this is sixth grade. He brought in dice. So he, Mr. Orr would roll, and he'd roll snake eyes a lot of times, which was funny, you know, two ones. And he was the most expressive guy, and he'd be like, snake eyes, you know. But it was amazing how the class got back into control. Jack would roll a two and a three, go back and take his seat, you know. But I think we learned so much in that class, more than any other kids, and I think we had so much fun doing it. But that was zero, so he'd go to the board and start to draw a zero, and all of a sudden we'd just be looking, you know. But that's zero. The next word is zest. So zest, we talked about gratitude in the morning. Here's another good one. Gusto, passion, exhilaration, excitement. So every word has the word, and then there's 107 words, and then every word has several words that go with it. Well, we'll just keep trying to fill the bag up. But heart beating, blood pumping, breathing heavy, thrill, delight, joy, satisfaction, zeal. Zest is pumped up. You know, Randy, you'll get in your meetings this afternoon. There's different things that kind of just get your blood going, you know, on the positive side of things. It's just energy. It's the juice, the mojo that we talked about before. But zest is pumped up. Can you feel it? You know, it's a bounce in your step. It's excitement for your day, enthusiasm about your life. These are just other good words. Your life experience is about the choices that you make with your thinking. Zest is one of those choices. When we spoke about gratitude, like I mentioned a minute ago, what a great first thought in the morning. You know, the other morning, I woke up early, and the sky was just on fire. It was one of the most incredible skies that I've probably ever seen, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. And I wrote a poem about that. It was just, you know, what are you thinking this morning when you're starting your day? And you go, look, that's what God was thinking. It's pretty impressive. But anyways, the other day I was busy doing, this is fun too, I was busy doing, and I started thinking about playing life. And I think we have to realize that life is just, it's an incredible play. It's a masterpiece. You're one of the most important people in it. But it's also a game. It's this really cool game that you get to play every day, and it's how good can you get at it. And that was the whole purpose of having good words in your life, to live your life from those words. But, okay, then I started thinking about, do you have to do something, or do you get to do something? And then when it comes to what you want to do, or what you have to do or get to do, and so then you have to turn it into want to do. And I read an interesting thing about successful people are successful because they do the things that unsuccessful people don't want to do. So, you know, sometimes that's a hello here and there. But anyways, I laughed when I thought about the different words that showed up when I was thinking about the chore at hand, you know. It was, you know, to do or not to do could have gone a couple different ways. And I thought, all right, do you really want to do it? And I thought, well, you're the one that wrote the book, you know. So I believe in what I'm writing. I thought, well, it's pretty simple choice. Giddy up and get going, you know. So I did. But this is what zest is all about. And so zest, there's three Z words. So zest is what gets you from Z word number one to Z word number three, zest up. Z word number one is zero, and Z word number three is zenith. But here's the poem for zest. I think this is kind of funny, maybe a little corny. Zest is such a great word. They named a soap after it. Zest is the carbonation for the elixir that gives your soul a lift. Zest is enthusiasm and excitement for your day. It is because of your thinking that you would feel this way. We are running out of letters on the road trip, you know. Success is where you are. Your road trip is a go. Remember the concept and that it is all about love. Love is what adds zest to your life. It's almost unbelievable what it does. So that's my zest word. And again, Randy, when you pop into the book on a daily basis, you know, you got to make sure you cover it from beginning to end, but you just grab a word and you focus on that word for a few minutes, and you'd be surprised how that comes into applicable, you know, in your next day or in the period of your time. And
sure.
So I find that routinely, so zenith is Z word number three, and this zenith I wrote because this was the goal of the journey. You know, the road trip was to get you to letter number 107. So zenith is the apex, the vertex, the best, the pinnacle, the peak. You ever mountain climb at all, Randy?
No, not at all.
Oh my goodness, just hiking uphill or going up. But when we go snow skiing, you know, you're up at 13,000 feet and your Copper Mountain is one place, Arapahoe. We've been to a few different places, but man, you look around and you just think this is it. This is incredible. Above the clouds, in the clouds, highest point, the summit. And then we call it success. The goal for me was for you to get here in this book. You made it. Congratulations. You've reached the zenith. Zenith is a life peak and a worthy end of the journey. The zenith was the goal. The real zenith shows up when you apply the good words concept in your life. You can do it. Way to go. So then I wrote the poem. Here's the poem for that one. Are you at the zenith, the pinnacle of success? Always trying to do your best. It has been a long road trip. You have traveled quite far. The journey is about you becoming just who you are. There are zeros and there are zeniths on the journey you are on. They both are important. They both come and then they are gone. One zenith after another, perhaps, but never just one. One zenith after another is how you become. Growing is virtue, learning the best way to go. Good words in your life give you the direction for you to grow. Life has many journeys. Never give up. Drink the magical elixir from the good words cup. And that was the last word in the book. At least that was the last word in this book. But okay, so I got 1 minute left, I think. Let's see. Okay. Hey, I got to share this one with you. This is good too. So why was the other word we're going to use last week? And it's youthful. And so youthful, energetic, enthusiastic, young at heart. Attitude is everything. And young at heart is about our attitude toward love and life and living. It starts with a positive up attitude. I call a new word uptude. Uptude on youthful. You know, when you focus on youthful, youthful shows up. And it's funny because I'm getting older too, you know. And I work out and do different things. And next thing you know, your knees are creaking a little bit. But nonetheless, okay, so remember how excited we got when we were younger? You know, you couldn't wait to go places and do things, you know. Don't ever lose that. I mean, keep that energy for a lifetime. We don't stop doing things because we get older. We get older because we stop doing things. And I find that so true also. Youthful is what keeps you in the game. It's not so sad when a man dies after he has lived. What is sad is what dies inside a man while he lives. Youthful keeps the light on. I want to be all used up when I leave here. Nothing is left when you finally get off the bus. Youthful thinking gives you childlike enthusiasm for the whole ride. All of us have an inner child. Let it out. That is the energy of youthful. Randy, thanks for a good time.
All right, brother. Hey, thank you for that.
I
and
sure
also,
appreciate it.
Folks, text me RT, the cover of the book, as well as a link to be able to buy it online. Road Trip, the good word book for success, most likely to succeed A through Z. Rick Randall, thank you so much, Rick. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Randy. Look forward to that. Bye for now.
On the Hour News, hour number three. We'll be right back.